I got scared when the lights went out. But everybody turned on their phone flashlights, and I felt a lot better.
Flashlights on phones are helpful, but they're not as bright as the light inside you. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Think about how much we rely on flashlights. They help when the power's out or when we're on a camping trip, or even when you're looking for something that you lost under the couch. Without those flashlights, we'd be stuck in the dark. Well, the Bible says people who don't know Jesus are living in a spiritual darkness. But if you're a child of God, you carry His light. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And now for our story. It's entitled, "The Power of Little Lights." Corey shivered as the lights went out in the restaurant where he and his family were eating. "What's going on?" The room was completely dark and everyone around them mumbled nervously. He heard babies and little kids whimper and cry, probably scared of the dark like he had been when he was younger. "The storm must have knocked out the power," Mom said. A moment later, light spilled across the table from her phone's flashlight. "This isn't much, but it will help until they get things figured out." "If you had bought me a phone when I asked, I could help make it lighter in here too," Corey's sister said. Mom chuckled. "Right, Leah. I should have done that, huh?" Corey looked around at him. Little by little, the room began to light up as people got out their phones. The voices started to sound less nervous. The little kids quieted down, and things didn't seem so scary. The small lights worked together to brighten the room until the power came back on. The next morning, Corey listened as his pastor talked at church. "You are lights," the pastor said. "If you trust in Jesus, His light shines in you, and you can shine His light to others through what you say and do. The Bible calls Jesus the light of the world because He came to rescue us from the darkness of sin and death and give us eternal life. As we shine His light together for others to see, each little light makes a difference." Leah nudged her brother. "Like the phones yesterday," she whispered. Corey nodded, remembering how the restaurant had brightened as the little lights came on one by one and everyone calmed down. "You might not feel powerful or capable of doing a lot," the pastor continued, "but Jesus has given each of us the Holy Spirit so we can shine His light to those around us. The world is a dark place and people need Jesus. When we do what we can to share His love and hope with others, even just through small things, the Holy Spirit works through us to bring more people out of darkness and into Jesus' light." Corey smiled. He knew just what shining a little light could do. Well, how about you? Has the darkness of the world ever scared you? Jesus came to be the light of life and hope in a world full of sin and death. When we trust in Him, our wrongs are forgiven and we are given life and a relationship with God that lasts forever. He also gives us the Holy Spirit so we can shine the light of His love and hope to others. So how can you be a light to someone in your life today? Our scripture verse are the words of Jesus found in Matthew 5:16.
"Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
And our key thought for today: small lights make a big difference. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. You can also listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.